Conan O'Brien got his first TV talk show when he succeeded David Letterman as host of NBC's Late Night in 1993. More than a decade later, Conan got his second TV talk show when he succeeded Jay Leno as host of NBC's Tonight Show. That job lasted less than a year before Conan walked away and Leno was reinstated. Last night, Conan O'Brien returned to TV as the host of Conan, his new talk show series on the basic cable network TBS. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
Thank you, and welcome to my second annual first show.
They say you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. But if you're a TV talk show host, that rule doesn't hold. Every time you launch a new show, you get more attention and more reviews, and usually more viewers, than at almost any other time. But after that opening night, as viewers decide what's changed and what hasn't, and what's appealing and what isn't, things start to level off quickly. The first time Conan hosted a talk show, virtually no one knew who he was, so he was building his comic identity from scratch and without much support from NBC. The second time, when he inherited The Tonight Show, ratings for the first few nights were very solid. But then, the more conservative viewing audience decided Conan was an acquired taste they were in no hurry to acquire. Conan tried to book and alter the show to appeal to the mainstream, but didn't succeed. And once again, didn't get much support from NBC. But now, he's on basic cable, where things are just a little looser, and where Conan O'Brien can play to his audience, doing what he wants to do. That's the theory. But in practice, in Monday's opening show, there seemed to be more constraints and stiffness, not less. This was Conan's third chance to make a good first impression, and I'm sorry to say, this time, he fell flat. As flat as the interview segments, which were painful to watch. The celebrity guests for opening night of Conan were Seth Rogen, seemingly a solid gold booking for Conan's college-age stoner fans, and Lea Michele, the star of Glee, who has similarly strong appeal for a younger audience. And the musical guest was Jack White, who played an old rockabilly tune with Conan and the show's basic cable band. The music was fine and energetic and fun. The conversations were not. Both guests were guided, rather awkwardly, through their prepared stories. Seth Rogen talked about proposing to his girlfriend and joked about the ease of getting a prescription for medical marijuana in California. Lea Michele talked about no one being aware of her singing talent until she tried out for her first Broadway audition, a story that lost its punch when she explained that at the time she was 8 years old. Conan also asked about her recent sexy photos in GQ magazine, but that was only to set up a bit where a high school picture of himself was inserted into that photograph. But hey, at least it was a visual. Otherwise, the guests arrived empty-handed. Rogan was promoting his next movie, but didn't have a clip because the movie is still 2 months away. And Lea Michele didn't show a clip from tonight's installment of Glee because, well, I don't know why. What I do know is that the parts worth watching, much less remembering from the first installment of Conan, were few. The opening filmed piece, which traced his move from NBC to TBS, was okay, but not the caliber you'd expect from a piece they had months to prepare. I still remember how Conan opened his version of The Tonight Show, running across the country because he'd forgotten to move from New York to L.A. I liked Conan's musical and vocal duet with Jack White on Eddie Cochran's 20 Flight Rock, and I liked portions of Conan's monologue, where, on occasion, he delivered the sort of warped perspective that I've come to expect.
The weird thing is this, though. I put myself and my staff through this crazy huge ordeal, all because I refused to go on at midnight, okay? And so I work, you know, and then I get this job at 11. It's supposed to be a big deal. Then yesterday, daylight savings time ended. Right now, it's basically midnight.
But the rest? Andy Richter, returning as sidekick, added better conversational ad-libs than Conan did, but their exchanges often seemed to exclude rather than embrace the audience. And all that fuss last night about the background set with its three-dimensional moving moon? That reminded me of opening night on Chevy Chase's talk show on Fox, where he made a big deal of having a real tropical fish tank behind him with real tropical fish. It quickly became obvious on that show that the fish were the only thing worth watching. If the scenery on Conan is more fun than the guests, and on opening night it was, something is starting out very, very wrong.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.
It's a thrill to have this gentleman on our first show. Please welcome our good friend, Mr. Jack White.
You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, John Myers, John Sheehan, Lauren Krenzel, and Heidi Simon. I'm Terry Gross.
Step away.